Michelle Tetchia, an experienced real estate agent. If two words go hand in hand and are said in the same breath when it comes to real estate at the French Riviera, they are Michelle Tetchia and Monaco. The real estate mogul has solidified his name as a real estate giant with skills garnered over the years. We shall look at the real estate scene in Monaco, the master himself, and how and why this city has become a preferred investment hub. Who is Michelle Tetchia? For those not in the real estate industry or avid land and property buyers, this could be the first time you hear this name. He is currently among the top real estate agents in the game with a proven track record, having worked in London and France. The father of two is into triathlons and participates in the events whenever possible. His educational background. The real estate business works best when you have an excellent educational background and exposure to the industry. Tetchia is a learned fellow with a few professional achievements and accolades. After getting his high school certificate from Finchley Catholic High School in 1990, he proceeded to the University of Sunderland. He enrolled in the Business Management, Business Administration, and Management General at the university and, in 1992, graduated with second-class honors. He decided to further his knowledge by enrolling in the University of Bedfordshire, where he did his MBA in Business Administration, Management, and General. The knowledge he garnered in both these universities gave him a proper understanding of the theoretical applications needed in the real estate industry. The exposure he got from his various jobs in and out of the real estate scene made him one of the best realtors and negotiators in the principality. His career and achievements. Michelle Tetchia is a man whose reputation precedes him as a hard-working real estate agent known for his savvy business acumen and exceptional communication skills. When he was younger, he dabbled in the printing industry before the real estate scene caught his eye, and he decided to immerse himself in the industry entirely. He spent significant time in London and Monaco when he was younger after his parents' divorce. This allowed him to explore both cities equally, which had tremendous advantages for his newly developed passion for real estate. He credits his initial knowledge on the type of gains, whether long or short term, that could be gotten from different investments when he became an investor at Cube Real Estate in London. It is impressive that while learning the ropes at Cube Real Estate, he was also a manager at Guidi's restaurant in his hometown, Monaco. He opines that the real estate investor role opened up his creativity and learned how to seek out and invest in properties that were not considered prime by the other investors. He was a real estate investor at Cube Real Estate from January 1995 to October 1998 and a team manager at Guidi's restaurant from September 1995 to November 1996. He executed both roles gracefully and excelled to different heights in his new career. At the time, London was better placed to teach him how to succeed in the real estate industry. He became one of the managing partners at Fine and Country North London in 1999. Being a man who wears different hats worked out well for him in the previous years, and in that spirit, he became a photocopier salesman. He sold Xerox machines for 8 years since 2000, from black and white printers to laser printers. As a salesman, one of his duties was to travel and follow up on any printer advancement, which saw him travel to Beijing. Even though he suffered significant mental and physical depletion from the 13-hour-long trips, he gained terrific people skills that have served him greatly as a realtor. The ill health eventually led to his quitting the printer business and focusing more on his real estate ambitions. In 2008, he decided to embrace the real estate industry by taking a risk to become an independent consultant at Whitewell London. This 3-year job saw him expand into the development side by seeking prime properties with real estate potential. He furthered his real estate expertise when he became a partner at Tyrosh Ash Real Estate Agency in 2011. His primary focus was becoming a better negotiator and learning new market trends. The other partners appreciated his sales background, and he negotiated properties on behalf of the company. 6 years down the line, he returned to his hometown to explore the apparent excitement of the growth possibilities of the principality. He is currently a freelancer at Flat Hunter, where he guides new buyers to acquire properties in the area. Why Monaco? It would have seemed fitting for Michel Tetchia to continue his pursuits in London since he worked there most of his real estate career. He would go back to his hometown every so often, which gave him a perspective that was not all clear to many at the time. He noted obvious advantages that put the principality ahead of the pack regarding real estate. Some of the reasons why he decided to go back to his hometown real estate scene include taxes. The main reason why investors are flocking the principality is because of the favorable tax scenario. The tax system of the principality is quite interesting because it creates a tax haven for people who want to invest in the city. This means that rich people can legally own land and property in the city. You may be wondering how the city meets any of its tax obligations. They do so by charging value-added tax on the properties sold, especially the flats and villas. This is one of the solid reasons Michel Tetchia opted to jump into the city's real estate pool. The tax system makes it so that people will call when they are looking for property, and he will take care of their requests as best he can. Location. The city is beautiful and is a popular destination for tourists and people who want to get a vacation home. Being a tourist destination means that there are plenty of hotels to cater to them, and this further beautifies the real estate business. Population. The city is easily one of the most expensive places to live, however, this has not stopped it from also being overcrowded. This population density has seen a more significant rise in apartments, which pumps up the real estate industry. The city has become so densely populated that there are unconfirmed plans for the development of a new underground city. Although the whispers have not been confirmed, the new city is supposed to work by utilizing the green spaces. This future prediction will benefit those already in the property business. Being one of the locals, he has had time to explore the city enough to decide that it was worth the time and effort he has invested in. What is Michel Tetchia currently working on? As an expert in his field, Tetchia is constantly learning and unlearning ways to enable him to stay at the top of his game. The best way to make a sale is to ensure your potential clients have all the information they need to make a well-informed decision. In this spirit, he has come up with a blog that offers endless streams of data to anyone interested. The blog is meant to help buyers and realtors who are just getting into the industry. He has taken to writing the articles himself, and in them, you will also find advice from different experts related to the real estate industry. He has a lot of experience in the industry, and he hopes that others will use his expertise as a stepping stone to greatness and avoid common pitfalls. Why does Michel Tetchia prefer the real estate industry? In an interview, he once said that real estate had various advantages. There is a steady cash flow, and the beauty of predictable income is that one is never a nervous wreck waiting for a response from clients. He estimates that he had raised over $10 million in investments, having participated in other ground-up developments, especially when he was in London. He opines that to succeed in this business, one must take risks, but the key to ensuring that they pay off is learning how to interpret current market forces accurately. His attention to detail and exposure to many different people while working and studying have enabled him to become the real estate mogul he is today. His path to becoming an independent real estate agent was paved with hard work and determination, which has brought him great success.